Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast.
All right, hour number two with our boy Coffee Kofsky running it. In Mafia's stead today, Mafia at a funeral. Drag. Hope everybody's all right on his wife's side, a loss in the family. And Coffee holding it down for Mafia today. Thanks so much, Chris, for filling in. All right, let's pick it up, Carver High, with the NFL as we continue rolling on. And as I said, like, look, it's none of my business at this point. I don't care. They've already solved this. The guy's back playing. So for me now, it's all about football moving forward. I can care less about this guy's life or what he did or how he got out of it or all the rest. It's all nonsense to me, but it makes no sense. I still can't find anything in me to respect that whole scene of all those women going to that game. What's the point of that? Did they want to get a national television shot in? How about a couple of interviews maybe? Or how about a camera inside the suite they were at? It makes no sense to me how you would have this guy ruin your life, and then you go out to watch him play football? How does that make sense to anyone? Like, I thought to myself, like, what is going on here? Why are these chicks at this game? If it was so awful, if the experience was so traumatic, and it ruined your life, but you go to the game to watch him come back into the NFL, is that not disturbing to anyone?
Well, they have a lawyer who likes to use
publicity. I don't care about Tony Busby. He's another idiot. I'm done with it. That guy, you know what he is? He's a money raker. He's like raking leaves making money, this guy. He called every one of those checks. We'll make a ton of money together. You only have to give me 60% of it.
That's it.
Who are you kidding?
I'm sure that he had a lot to do with that going on yesterday. Bottom line is, he looked like he hadn't played in 2 years. We're talking about on the football field. He looked awful. He couldn't throw. He couldn't hit receiver. Brissett was playing great the last couple weeks. Watson went in there, and his defense and his special teams are the reason why they won that football game. The Seahawks got all they could handle from the Rams out in Los Angeles, down late, final minute. Geno Smith, Scotty, completes the comeback to DK Metcalf on Fox.
Smith waiting for the shotgun snap. The fake. Rolls right, throws for the end zone. It is caught. DK Metcalf overpowering the Rams to snatch it away and give Seattle the late lead.
Once again, a betting tip of the year. Remember, the next time they tell you that every single player on the team is not playing and that all the star players are out and all the starters are out, whatever you do, bet on them to win and cover, because they'll at least cover. Because it doesn't matter. No Donald, no Stafford, not one player played in the game, and yet they still covered. Of course they did, because it's the NFL. They want it that way. The team, same thing goes in the NBA. If not one starting player is playing that night, all five starters are out. You know, you hear this all the time. Tatum's not playing. Brown's not playing. Smart's not playing. Run to the window on the Celtics. Just run to the window. It's automatic every time. Every time they talk about a team that is naked going into a game with no healthy players, they cover every single time, 150% of the time.
Seahawks also lost a lot of running backs in that game. Kenneth Walker,
who cares?
Suffered a strain on the side of his foot.
You lose.
There are the Seahawks. The Steelers beat the Falcons 19-16. Here is Mike Tomlin, Scotty. First, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday, SiriusXM 159, SportsMap, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us. The Steelers win again on the road. Here is Mike Tomlin, proud of his team.
Man, really excited for the group in the locker room. Two road victories in a row, man, was much needed. Trying to find that rhythm and do what good teams do, which is stack winning performance on top of winning performance. That's the first time we've done it this year, and can't underscore that. If you're going to be somebody to be considered and taken seriously, you got to stack wins. And so hopefully it's a launching pad for us as we move forward. Not perfect today, man, but I just thought we did what was required, particularly our big boys up front and Naj. I just thought they controlled the line of scrimmage, minimized negativity because we stayed on schedule. We settled for field goal some, and so that's always concerning. But, you know, there's always going to be things to work on after games. I prefer to do that with a W as opposed to an L, and so we'll work.
Yeah, we love them W's in the Steel City. I went to the Colts Steeler game, as you know, and the one thing that I was amazed about was just the same thing in Atlanta. They take over wherever there's a game. I'm in Indy. It was 80% Steeler fans, 20% Colt fans. It was embarrassing how many Steeler fans took over Lucas Oil. It was embarrassing. I mean, when you saw the terrible towels, you couldn't even see blue. All you saw was yellow all day in a midnight blue stadium, midnight blue, and all you saw was black and gold. I'm at the Steeler team hotel. I got my son taking photo ops with Cameron Hayward. It was awesome. Then they go to Atlanta, down there with all the brothers. All you saw was black and yellow. I mean, they might as well have played that song, black and yellow, black and yellow. They own that town too. And now they're going home and they're going to beat the Ravens. I mean, it is just beautiful.
Just get me to 8 wins, baby. Get me over that 7.5, and what a year it'll be for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let's go.
We will come back, have a few other games to get to, including, as always, a crazy Raider-Charger game and a monster fourth quarter from the Cowboys.
Chargers suck.
Put down the Colts.
Overrated hack, coach. And that quarterback that gets way too much juice.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, we pick it up with the Packers.
We do pick it up with the Packers, who were down after the first half to the Bears yesterday in Chicago. But as you know, Scotty, Aaron Rodgers, who did end up playing, he always wins in Chicago against the Bears. How about Christian Watson? Remember when Rodgers didn't like him or any of these other rookie receivers? He's only got 8 touchdowns now in his last 4 games. 2 of them yesterday, the 46-yard run on Fox.
Couple first downs could potentially salt this game away. Remember, the Bears also have a missed PAT and a field goal blocked in a 1-point game. It's not the first time that's happened this year. It's Watson on the end around. He can fly. And he can fly to the end zone. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Yeah, there you go. He's turned into a hell of a little player. There's no doubt about it. And the Packers are going nowhere.
Yes, the Packers are going absolutely nowhere. You already mentioned that the Lions beat the Jags 40-14. Raiders and Chargers always play crazy games, and they did again yesterday. Raiders won it 27-20. We always love a flea flicker on Coast to Coast. Carr to Devontae Adams on CBS.
You could just tell that he is in the zone and he is feeling it.
Flea flicker. Going to throw it deep. Has a man open. Devontae Adams, touchdown.
I mean, it was embarrassing what Adams was doing to them in that game. And I got to tell you, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about the Los Angeles Chargers are going to go to the Super Bowl and Justin Herbert's a top 5 quarterback. Wrong, 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 wrong. They never get it done, ever. Now I hear, this is what they're tagging him with now. In the hunt. They're in the hunt. Shut up. They suck. That team sucks. I mean, they got rolled over yesterday. Like, it was so easy. Adams, it was like watching a professional football player take on kids from Pop Warner. That's what it was like.
Adams.
And this coach
Adams
sucks,
unbelievable
too. He's
yesterday.
Awful. You're right. Staley? His life is short in this league.
Well, he's 6-6 now, and as you said, they are, quote, in the hunt. Here's what he feels about their current situation.
Yeah, but, you know, we're 6-6. We, you know, just like I told you, we didn't capitalize on enough opportunities today. We had plenty of them today. Didn't capitalize on enough opportunities in the first half and in the third quarter. You turn the ball over, give up a big play, give up another big play, and then, you know, you're battling for the rest of the way, you know, to come back. And, you know, and so we're 6-6, and we've got five games left. The AFC's really tight. We need to put this one behind us and get ready for Miami.
You get a pick six, Izzy, to start the game, and you still lose. It's like the Commanders. You're up 10, you still lose. I mean, a tie's a loss to me. All I know is the Chargers, they always fall short, don't they? I mean, it's just automatic.
They do.
I mean, like, I bet on them, and they lose. I'm done. I'm done betting on them. I will not bet on them again ever, even if it's the only game of the day. If it's the only game of the day, if it's a wild card and they're in, I'm not betting on it. I'm not betting on that team. Well, I can't make money on them. They stab me in the chest every time I bet on them. I've never once bet on them ever and hit a bet, ever. I've never covered a bet with the Los Angeles Chargers, ever, not once. It's automatic. Every time I touch them, it's a loss.
They are home. I hate them forever. Sunday night against the Dolphins at SoFi for the Chargers as they look to try not go under 500 in that one. Raiders are 5-7, by the way. And think about the games the Raiders lost this year. What, they got three losses when they led by 17 points or more?
Yeah.
They lost that awful game to Jacksonville. They had a huge lead against the Chiefs. I mean, they lost so many games. They could
Maybe
easily
Josh is doing a good job.
Look, 5-7, and you look at their schedule. They play the Rams Thursday night. That could get them to 6-7. The way some of these teams, Lamar's hurt now. There's other guys. Patriots are 6-6. I don't think it's out of the question.
Last year,
if the Raiders,
last year they went to Pittsburgh last year and kicked the Steelers' ass. That was the last time Murder Boy played Ruggs in that 80-yard bomb from Carr, the best pass of the year in the NFL. Now they're going back there this year to play him on Christmas Eve in the Steel City. That should be a game of some weight. I mean, there's going to be something on the line there because neither one of them can afford another loss, and they're both playing really good football right now.
Yeah, Raiders play the Rams and the Patriots the next couple of weeks. They win those two games and get to 7-7. There may be some weight for that Christmas Eve game that they have against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And finally, last night, the Cowboys and the Colts. Let's just put it this way. It was 21-19 after the third quarter. And then the Cowboys outscored the Colts in the fourth quarter 33-0. They scored 33 points in the fourth quarter, including Tony Pollard on NBC, his second one of the game.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, any of them, is the leader of this team.
On the run, Pollard got a block, cutting back inside to the end zone for another Cowboy touchdown. And Tyler Smith led him to the end zone.
I got to tell you, you don't like him. That's too bad. I think they play so much better with Dak Prescott. His numbers are phenomenal. His yards per game, his completion percentage, the wins. Their defense is sickening. They have the best pass rush in the NFL, in my view, not even close. And, I mean, they have everything. Kicking game, they have, you name it. Great secondary. This is a very dangerous football team. You don't want to play them. You do not want to play them in the playoffs because they're going to the playoffs.
They are going to the playoffs. No question about that. They are look like they're going to be locked in, Scotty, to be playing whoever wins that NFC South, whoever comes out of that mess between the Bucs and the Saints and the Falcons and everything else, which we'll talk about in a moment. Tonight's game. Speaking of the South, most likely the Bucs. I agree with you. I would say if the Bucs and Tom Brady can't win the division against this sad lot of teams, I mean, think about it, Sky. The Falcons are 5-8. I mean, the Panthers are 4-8. They released Baker Mayfield today. These teams suck. If they can't win this division, it's completely embarrassing. So Mayfield, Scotty, the report says, asked to be released. He wanted to be let out of Carolina. I guess he must feel somebody wants him. I don't know who that is. Of course, everybody started pointing at the 49ers today because they lost Jimmy G yesterday. I could see McVay maybe want to have him finish the year at the Rams. Who knows? I mean, Baltimore, Lamar's hurt. Does he think maybe, Scotty, that somebody actually wants him to play quarterback? Why would you ask to get out?
Yeah, I haven't the foggiest idea who would want him because he's awful.
He's been bad.
I mean, let's just save time here.
Really
he has
awful.
Been nothing but going backwards for a year and a half. Ever since he tore his labrum, he's never been the same player that he was before that. And I wouldn't want him if you gave him to me on a silver platter. I think his career's shot.
I'm agreeing with you. It seems like somebody's going to sign him, but I think he's washed. He's 27 years old. You said he might be playing in the XFL next year. There is a small possibility of that. More bad news for the Panthers. Owner David Tepper is under investigation for possible misuse of public money. Never good to misuse public money, Scotty. You need to use it the right way and not the ways that apparently...
Well, it seems like Brett Favre's been making a living doing it. So, if he can get away with it, why can't Tepper? I mean, nothing's happening to Brett Favre with all of his thefts. Let's get down to business here.
I guess Tepper didn't think anybody would notice with all the billions and billions of dollars that he has.
Probably
I guess
not.
Nobody thought that they were going to notice a couple of zeros getting moved to the left and to the right. We have the lion's share next, so we'll do the Bucks and the Saints tonight in Tampa, Monday Night Football. We will start the lion's share with that. We will go through all of the props for tonight's game as Brady and the Bucks can take control, Scotty, of that awful NFC South, if they can win tonight at home against Andy Dalton of all
things. If they don't beat the Saints tonight by more than 10, I may have to stop watching the NFL. Then I know it's fixed. The Saints are awful. They're pathetic. And the Bucks have kicked their ass tonight. 6 ways till Sunday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
So I met a fan at the Indiana-North Carolina game at Assembly Hall, and he's like, Pharrell, I'm a big fan. I go, you know, you can get a $1,000 risk-free wager at BetMGM if you use the bonus code COAST2COAST. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, just get the BetMGM app, and you can be betting on this game right now. The Hoosiers to cover the 4.5 against the Heels. And they went out and lost again on Sunday in Blacksburg to Virginia Tech, and now they're out of the top 25. So a rough trip for North Carolina. But all of them could have had the BetMGM app, and they probably would have had a better time.
I agree with you. That would have worked out a lot better, especially if you were betting against North Carolina. That would have absolutely been the way to go. All right, it's time for the lion's share. Brought to you by BetMGM. We have the Bucks and the Saints tonight, Scotty. We'll get to the game itself. Let's do the props first tonight, and we will start with our one-game parlay, our Sharp Football Insurance one-game parlay. As you know, Scotty, you opt in at BetMGM, place a football one-game parlay wager with 4 legs or more. If you miss one leg, you will receive up to $25 back in free bets. I will let you know, the one that we gave out on Friday when you were not here, if you played it, you got your bet back. We hit 3 out of 4 on the one that we did on Friday. So just very close. We needed about 25 more yards from Justin Jefferson in that Jet-Viking game, and we would have cashed a plus 950 on Friday. But we got our $25 back thanks to the Sharp Insurance, Scotty. So at least we did get that. So let's try to crack the code tonight with the Bucks and the Saints. Here's what I got for you. Saints alternate spread plus 10.5. So we're going to take the Saints just over 10. 10.5 tonight, close game maybe. Mike Evans, over 65 yards receiving. Mike Evans gets in the end zone with an anytime touchdown. Alvin Kamara, 35 receiving yards on the checkdown screens from Andy Dalton. It pays plus 900, Scotty, for our parlay tonight, our one-game parlay. Let's go.
That got your boy Kofsky all fired up. Kofsky was running off to make the bet at plus 900. He's all over it. So hopefully that'll happen. The reverse spread, all right. I think Evans gets the 65 plus. The touchdown, I would think he'll get it tonight. Like, you know, it's the same thing. If they can't beat this team, I mean, the Steelers now, beat them. I mean, honestly, everyone beats them.
Remember, this is the team Evans always fights with. He seems to always gets into fights with the Saints. Plays well against them and fights with them. So he always goes a little extra harder. I think he gets in the end zone. And Kamara, we can get that 35 yards receiving. I think the 10.5 will maybe be the sticky part once we're down in that fourth quarter, hoping that the Bucs don't go and blow them out. That's pretty much all that I'm looking for there with the one-game parlay tonight. Let's cash a ticket. Passing, let's go there. Tom Brady's number, 273.5 tonight for Brady, minus 120 to the over, minus 115 to the under. He has not played well against the Saints the last couple years, Scotty. The Saints defense seems to have Tom's number, but the last few weeks, everybody has had Tom's number.
Yeah, I don't know what to say other than they stink and he stunk and they don't matter. Fair enough. But I think they win this game tonight. But I won't be surprised at all if that number's under 273 and a hook. I'll take the under. I need them to win the game by five.
Yeah.
I'm laying three. Give me an extra two. You can't beat them by five. You can't beat the lowly Saints by 3 points. You can't beat them by five. You can't beat them by 10. If they don't win this game, honestly, I will have no more to say about the NFL. I'm done with it. I'm done with it because it's every single game is so demented. It's like I don't even know what I'm watching anymore. It doesn't matter what your lead is. In the first half, you're up 20. The next thing you know, you're down 40. It's so incredible how bizarre the games are. It makes no sense to anyone that I know.
Why don't they win by seven? That way you can get that cover on the three spot. We can get the 10.5 for the Saints in the parlay. Let's just keep
good.
It right at seven, and we'll be okay. Andy Dalton, 219.5 tonight is his number. Let's go. Let's go down again, Scotty. Let's go under.
I'm so sick of hearing about the Red Rifle, or whatever they call him. He's awful.
Red Rocket. Red Rocket.
Whatever. Give me the under. He sucks. He's awful. He should retire. Go play with your children or something. He's embarrassing.
Brady.
I don't care what anybody says. He's awful.
I do like Brady over 1.5 touchdown passes. Yes, you're paying minus 135. I think that he gets 2 touchdown passes tonight.
I mean, Evans and Godwin, can they for once earn their money? I mean, can anyone on that team catch a touchdown pass? Can you believe how bad they've fallen off the face of the earth? Honestly.
It's amazing. It is. It's amazing. Rushing, we'll start with Kamara for the Saints. It's 48.5. Minus 115 both ways. He hasn't been, like, piling up the rushing numbers, quite honestly, Scotty. I know it's because the offense sucks. That's really part of it. But I'm thinking under tonight for Kamara.
Yeah, I'm with you because they stink, and he does nothing either except have his, you know, mouth full of bling and his big, you know, I guess brand, whatever it is. No one cares about Alvin Kamara anymore. Have you not caught on to that fact? They don't matter. They suck. He's done nothing for the Saints. How long has it been since Kamara's done anything for the Saints? Like 2 years? I mean, honestly, he's not going to do anything tonight either.
It's been a while.
Not against that defense.
It's been a while. Taysom Hill, it's 25.5 for him to get. We know that Hill comes in. Sometimes he plays quarterback. Sometimes he plays running back. It's 25.5 rushing yards for Hill tonight. I know we sit here every week and we say this, like the weeks where they give him a lot of touches are like the weeks where like they're actually in the game and either win or almost win. I don't understand why there's weeks where like they just don't use him. It makes no sense to me. I'm going to go over minus 110.
I'll go over. I think he's the only guy on the team that ever does anything.
He is the only guy on the team that ever does anything. Rashad White for the Bucs. It's at 38.5. I know there's been some question about whether or not Fournette's going to play tonight. I honestly don't care if Fournette plays or not. I like the over 38.5 for White at minus 120.
I mean, Christ, you can't get me 39 yards rushing. Say goodbye to your job. I mean, honestly, like, give me 39 yards is pathetic. I think he's over two. That should be done in the first quarter.
Mike Evans, 60.5. I'm going over. Obviously, we put him at 65 or more in the one-game parlay. It's minus 115 for over 60.5. Let's go, Big Mike.
I mean, it's so obvious that they're going to throw to him because he hates the Saints so much and gets in all these fights with him. He's going to have a huge game. He's going to have over a bill.
Godwin is up to 68.5. Now minus 115 both ways. I will say under for Godwin. I'm on Evans tonight.
Yeah, like, I'm going to go under as well because Godwin, I think he caught a touchdown pass last week. I almost fell over. It's been 2 years since he's done anything.
He did. Lost to the Browns. He did find the end zone. That is true. Saints side for the receiving. Chris Olave, 59.5, now up to 60.5. He has been pretty good at least going over his numbers. Doesn't have a lot of touchdowns this year, but pretty good at going over. Minus 115 for the over.
Yeah, I'm not buying it tonight. Not at Raymond James. Not with your boy, the Rocket, or whatever you call him. I'm telling you, I don't have any faith in this football
Red
team
Rocket.
Whatsoever. Zero.
What do you call Rocket. Him? And the Red Rocket, they used to call him. The Red Rocket, Andy Dalton. There he goes. Alvin Kamara. We do like the over. This is at 29.5 now for his receiving yards. We put the 35 or more in the parlay, so of course I have to take the over here.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything with Alvin Kamara, okay? How's that? Does that solve that little riddle?
What
I'm
about a tutty? What, you want to get him in the end zone for plus 140? Can we get him a tutty? No tutty for AK?
No.
All right. No tutty. No tutty for AK. It's plus 140 tonight. BetMGM also has Mike Evans at plus 130. We love this. Look at that shot of Evans catching that touchdown against the Cowboys right there on the screen. That's what we want tonight, Scotty. Give me Mike Evans all night, plus 130.
Give me my guy Toenails, plus 130 to score a touchdown.
Toenails, your boy at the Intercontinental. Olave is plus 190 to actually score for the Saints. Doesn't do it very often. Not tonight. Not tonight for Olave.
Well, I'll give him one tonight. I'll give him one tonight. Somebody's got to score a touchdown.
Right.
So okay. I think he'll catch one.
And
that doesn't mean he's going to have some huge game. He'll just have TD at some point when they get into the kitty cat zone or something. Inside the five, they might throw him a little floater into the corner.
And the big ball of the night, we are going to go to your boy, the tight end, Cade Otton. For Brady, looking for the big fella at plus 320 down in the red zone. Find Big Cade. Let's hit the pay dirt for the tutties. Let's go.
I hope you're right, but I'm not giving Cade Cotton Bowl anything. Okay, thanks.
Cade is scoring tonight. We are going to book it. We're in for Cade at plus 320. The line up to the moment is Bucks minus 3. The total is 41. You can ask more about that with Jason Scott when you have him next from Ben.
Bucks roll and give me that plus 900 meal ticket you got going in the name of Warren Sharp.
Let's go.
That's all I know.
Let's go. That's right. The Warren Sharp football one game parlay. We're hitting it tonight.
Warren Sharp Insurance. Better than Liberty Mutual.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're all back on Coast to Coast. Glad you're with us. Jason Scott is the VP of Trading at BetMGM, and we hook up with him every week in Vegas to find out what's going on in the hizzy. Jason, good to see you, my friend. What side and props are people betting on for tonight's Monday Nighter at Raymond James down in Tampa?
Yeah, look, it's the usual you would expect, Scotty. We're seeing Alvin Kamara, first touchdown, 10-1. Chris Godwin, anytime anytime plus 188. The one that surprised me, we're seeing a lot of money for, is the Jarvis Hayter, the Jarvis Landry doubters. We've seen a lot of money on him for under 40 and a half yards receiving. So it's probably the one that is a little bit out of the ordinary of what we normally see.
So it was a great Sunday for favorites in the NFL as some of the highest bet dogs went down. How did the book do?
Yeah, no good for the book. I mean, to be honest, luckily for us, the biggest handle of the day was the Saints and the Bengals, and the Bengals saw about 75% of the money, both money line and spread, which saved us from a complete blackout. It was very bleak. That sort of survived to make us get through. We've got a significant parlay liability tonight, though, in the back of on the Bucks with all the people that like the chalk parlays.
All right, so let me be clear to me again. Who did they bet the most money on Sunday?
The Chiefs were our worst result by quite a long way.
Yeah, I lost that game. I mean, I got to tell you, honestly. And then not only that, how about this guy? It's like I can't even get past it. Like, they bring this guy, Butker, out to kick this, you know, I think easy field goal to send the game into overtime, and he misses it. Like, I'm like, is there any kicker in the NFL besides Justin Tucker that can make an effing field goal? How about an extra point? They can't make anything. I have never seen kicking worse in my life in the NFL. And how many upright shots hit yesterday and bounced through or bounced out? I mean, what is going on? Where that is how they determine football games now, these crappy kickers in the NFL. They're horrible.
Yeah, well, perhaps that's why the coaches can go for it on fourth down, Scotty. We yell at them when they do that. We yell at them when they kick the goal.
Listen, I'd rather they go for it. I mean, I can't count on these kickers at all. And in fact, I said this on In-Game Live All Access on Sunday, is that the kickers that I watch on Saturday, like the kid Moody at Michigan, the kid at TCU that nailed the kick in Waco, the kids kicking in college are better than the ones kicking in the NFL.
Yeah, there's certainly some that are. Then again, there's a couple in college there that they shan't be getting anywhere near the NFL. But yeah, no, I take your point.
All right, so how does the Jimmy G injury change the Niners' NFC and Super Bowl odds?
The Jason Scott opinion is it puts a line through them. But, look, I think they'd have been favorites to win the NFC today, coming off that Miami win, the way the defense is playing. I think if Jimmy G gets through that game, they'd have been probably plus 450 just in front of the Eagles. Now they're plus 1,100, and I think they'll get bigger. You've got a better recollection of history than me. I can't remember a Super Bowl winning team having their third string quarterback from the start of December, taking them all the way through. I think their chances are forlorn.
Yeah, you know, we're like peas in a pod. Earlier on the show today, I said, they're not winning anything with Brock Purdy as their quarterback. I don't care how good he looked and how quickly the fans caught on to him and started supporting him and forgot about Jimmy G. I mean, they've gone through Lance, Garoppolo. Now that this guy's going to run the show the rest of the way, I got a hard time believing they're going anywhere at all with him.
You give the other coaches 3 weeks looking at him and they'll figure him out.
You got that right, brother. I mean, that summed it up perfectly. How did the book do with the college football championship games? I mean, the one game that I hit big on, finally, there were two of them. One was Tulane finally looked good, and I had been burned by Central Florida you know, when they beat them previously in New Orleans. And then the second game that I was at Indy, and I was in the same hotel. The Steelers were in that hotel. Then Michigan took it over. And I went back there to pick something up before I flew out of Indianapolis on Thursday morning. And it was all Michigan fans everywhere. And they were having that game Saturday. I laid the 16 in a hook with Michigan, and they kicked ass. I think they're gonna stop TCU, too.
Yeah, look, we had two results, one huge and one hugely against us. The big result for us was the Friday night. The Utes were an enormous result for us. Our worst result was Kansas State by a significant margin. We'd laid 50,000 at 12-1 preseason for them to win the conference, and we had several big bets $500,000, $600,000, and another one, a $200,000 parlay the Utes into Kansas State. So Kansas State was horrible. The Utes were good. The Michigan game wasn't too bad for us. We found plenty of people wanting to take the points, Purdue.
So I lost on TCU, and I got to tell you, I was livid. They get down to the 1 yard line in the kitty cat zone, and all hell breaks loose with the NFL and college. They get inside the 3 yard line, and I mean, teams just change their identity. They start making bizarre decisions. They don't have the guts to punch it in. They fumble. They settle for field goals. It's the weirdest thing. But for me, watching that game, how in God's name do you not let Duggan carry the ball on third and fourth down when the guy literally ran the ball every single time he touched it in the entire second half? And he had runs of like, 20, 30, 40. The guy got abused. I can't even believe he stood up with some of the shots he took. But he was the primary running back. He was the guy with the ball at all times, every play. And then they go to this running back twice in a row up the middle. I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, what are you doing?
It's the second strangest thing I saw all weekend. The strangest, and I don't think I'll ever see anything strange, was Brian Daboll yesterday when he gets the ball with a minute 40 to go. He needs to get 35 yards for a field goal and does two go balls for Daniel Jones. I mean, what a shock. They fell, then you're third and 10, and you're in a mess. This TCU was the second stupidest thing I saw.
So who's the book rooting for most among the final four in college football? It'll be Georgia against Ohio State and Michigan TCU. It makes me sick to my stomach that Ohio State got into that playoff. I know everybody thinks they should be there. When you lose by 20-plus at home in the game you waited a year for and haven't eaten one bite of food for a year waiting for Michigan to come to Columbus, and they step on your neck and sleep with your girlfriend, and then they still get in the playoff, I think that's just ridiculous. But I hope Georgia beats their ass.
You'd have gone with Bama? Or who would you put in?
I have no choice in the matter. Anyone. I would have taken Hamtramck Tech over Ohio State.
I like it. Look, to go back to your original question, we've got a book that's very uncommon in the fact that Georgia is a big seven-figure winner for us. They've been short all year. Nobody wants to take. They're unsexy. Stetson Bennett, etc. They're a big winner for us. Michigan's our huge loser. TCU are a chop, but I don't think they've got a chance. And Ohio State's a small winner.
I think this is just me. I'm sure I'll be wrong. But I think Michigan's going to beat Georgia for the national championship.
Yeah, well, I hope you're wrong.
Thanks so much. How has the action on the World Cup compared to other sports? And has the action decreased with the USA getting beat by the Netherlands? Or is the action still heavy? Because I would think it would be, because the games are only getting better by the day.
Yeah, look, it has decreased. Certainly the biggest handle game we was in the round of 16 for the US. It's about it, and the Iran-USA game on Black Friday, they were about half a primetime NFL game, an average primetime NFL game in terms of handle. It has dropped off a little bit. We've had four favorites win in the last 2 days, though. I mean, I know Croatia had to go to extra time today against Japan. So what had been a bonanza for bookmakers through the first part of the tournament, the customers have started to get something back the last 2 days in soccer.
What are the biggest liabilities to win the Cup as we get to this stage?
Yeah, pretty much. Brazil's a huge liability. England's a small liability, and all of our other risks were, you know, the US, Canada, Mexico, the USA and their neighbours, they were no good. But, yeah, pretty much if we get Brazil beaten from here, we're good.
So this morning, the Grizzlies were a pick'em against the Heat. And suddenly it's now Miami -4. What happened today that swung that thing so wildly?
I'll have to plead the fifth here. I've been away from the training room for the last 2.5 hours. It feels like an injury, but I can't give you the answer to that one off the top of my head, Scotty.
I mean, honestly, when it was even just a pick'em, I was like, that smells like Heat to me, because the Grizzlies are playing so much better than the Miami Heat this year. Like, you would think that would be obvious. What do you think of, like, the Hawks now They've had their star player, Ice Trey, arguing with Nate McMillan, and they had a whole scene, and now they're laying 5.5 tonight against a tough Thunder team. I got that Thunder team at 6 this morning, and I thought, look, they can play with anybody, and they usually do with Shai Gilgeous. Do you like their chances against a team that's got star players arguing with their coach, and then it's turned into a big media scene down there with Young being unhappy?
Yeah, look, just going back to your last question, John Morant's in doubt.
Oh, he's in doubt?
He's doubtful. Yeah, look, he's doubtful. Looking at that question, look at the second one, I'm kind of with you. I thought that they never give up, do they, the Thunder? You know, 6 down to 5.5. I did notice we saw one of the biggest syndicates in the country have something on them this morning. So, I can see the argument, and it's a bit of a circus right now.
How do you know when it's one of your big syndicates betting and you see that kind of steam?
They tend to use the same guys, and we'll get 8 bets concurrently from in 8 different states or 8 different retail properties, and they go boom, 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 boom. They're fairly well organized. They manage to get the 8 bets on within about 3 seconds usually.
And then you, on the other hand, are smarter than everyone to begin with, Las Vegas and the house. What fascinates my son about, I'm just going to be honest with you. What fascinates him, he's, you know, going on 18 years old, going to college, all honors, great grades, everything else, very smart kid. And what fascinates him about betting is how, and I'm just going to sum this up. He's like, Vegas is never wrong about anything. I mean, you know, the final score of every sporting event being played for the next 15 years. How is that possible?
Well, it's the fact that it's the amount of information we've got in front of us. You know, there's groups doing way, way more analysis, more form, more analytics than us. We're just in a position where we put it together and come up with a number. The juice is the difference, Scotty. We get plenty wrong, but at the end of the year, you've got to be really good to beat the juice.
Do you believe that it's the people? Are you bringing in geniuses from like MIT, et cetera,
yes,
that are smarter than all the rest of us? Is that who's running these
numbers? They're smarter at numbers. They're not watching like you. It's all on numbers. There's no, a lot of them don't have feel for the game. It's chopping up numbers, looking at analytics, X's and O's and all of that. Yeah, but a lot of the syndicates are getting people that have probably never watched sport before.
Oh, God, I can't even. I'm going to have agita. Jason, great stuff as always. I'll see you again next week. Have a great week. Hi to everybody at the BetMGM headquarters.
See you, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for Today in Carver High History.
It certainly is. Why don't we start in 1971 today? Willie Ellison of the LA Rams sets a then NFL record with 247 yards rushing. Of course, AP's got it now. 1972, Mr. Rogers, Johnny Rogers of Nebraska, wins the Heisman, beating out Oklahoma's Greg Pruitt and his teammate Richie Glover. 73, the Dodgers trade outfielder Willie Davis to the Expos for reliever Mike Marshall. Bad move. Marshall wins the Cy Young Award for the Dodgers the very next season. 1974, the Seattle Seahawks are created. 1981, Marcus Allen, who set an NCAA record for yards rushing with 2,342, wins the Heisman. 1982, Cowboys beat Washington at RFK. Tom Landry's 200th regular season victory. 83, the Phillies trade Tony Perez to Cincinnati for a player to be named later. 83, Dodgers pitcher Steve Howe suspended 1 year for cocaine use. He'd get suspended, what, Scotty? About 7 more times after that. He just couldn't put the stuff away, your boy Steve Howe. 1984, the A's send Ricky Henderson to the Yankees for a whole bunch of stiffs. 1987, the Spurs retired George Gervin, the Iceman's number 44. 1987, Tim Brown wins the Heisman from Notre Dame. 90, the Blue Jays trade Fred McGriff, who ridiculously is now going to the Hall of Fame, to the Padres for Roberto Alomar and Joe Carter. 1992, first SEC title game, Alabama beat Florida. OJ in 2008, sentenced to 33 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery. He got out. 2012, Kobe scores 29, fifth player to score 30,000. And in 2016, Klay Thompson dropped 60, NBA season high, most by a Warriors player in 42 years, and he didn't even play the fourth quarter, and he dropped 60 in that game against the Pacers. How about that?
I hope he drops 60 tonight against the Pacers.
Oh, I'm done with
him. And they're laying 11.
I'm done. Wow.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.